All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Time now for Coming In Hot. With Brent Wallace and former Ottawa Senators Bobby Ryan and Jason York.
Happy Thursday, everybody. Welcome to the show. Brent Wallace alongside Jason York and Bobby Ryan, who's more salty today than I am. Let's just start there.
A little bit. It's a little early. My energy drink hasn't kicked in, but we're here talking hockey. At least the Sens won, but the players are on. It's the players, one of my favorite tournaments of the year. And I have to go to an indoor water park today. So
is this like a Great Wolf
and out in a humid sweatbox? It's just humid. It's 90 degrees, a sweatbox in there. And let's just, yeah, it's for the kids.
It's for the kids.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, right. That's my day. Yeah.
I would like to have a live video feed of you at the indoor water park. That might be our highest rated show ever.
The last time I was there, it was me and Mike Fisher, and the kids got lost towards like down one end, and I'm just you couldn't see them for like a half hour, and I'm like, I hope they're down there. so it's not a stress-free day by any means. So
is Fish going with you today?
No, just me and the four kids with Lindsay, and like we celebrated my birthday last night because we had everybody together, and I'm convinced she fed me a ton of Great American Cookie cake for a reason. I'm gonna be like a shark tomorrow or today. Right? I'm just gonna be in the water to my neck.
Oh, boy. Yeah. God love her. Hey, she's very smart. That's a veteran move.
She knows what she's doing.
All right. Sens play today, playing Columbus, which is an interesting matchup. We'll get to that later in our lock of the day. Can we get back to what's today? So back to Tuesday in the Pittsburgh Penguins. One, that's a bad hockey team. Two, our boy, Zach Ostapchuk. Look, I thought he looked really good. I know it's one game, Yorkie, before you jump all over me. But the kid is on the ice in overtime, which we'll get to in a sec, too.
Yeah, no, he was good. We keep talking about how Ottawa needs to change the makeup of their hockey team. Well, the way this kid, at least he played his first game, fits the bill of what they're looking for right now, and especially for the future. They just They don't have a lot of big bodies that just play simple that are aware defensively, and he earned himself more ice time like that. Mm-hmm. For Jacques Martin to put a kid of that age on the ice, and people might say, well, the game doesn't mean anything, they're out of it. Well, no, like, he doesn't want to lose. Like, he doesn't want to go eight losses in a row. So that's very telling to have that kind of trust to put a stop check on in overtime like that. And he delivered, like, just a smart little play with the stick. So, yeah, like, let's not get ahead of ourselves and say this kid is the next coming. But let's say he had a really nice first game, good first step, and it's a great story. It's a great story, and hopefully he develops into that really good power forward. Like, I don't know about you guys. I watched that fight. I had no idea he could chuck him, too. Like that. Yeah, did you see the video with, I know it was from a while, with Rempe? Like, tough kid. So, hey, great. What more can you say? Great debut. Now you got to do it again.
Yeah. Yeah, that's. I'm always very hesitant to judge whether a first two or three games goes good or bad. Because you're running on so many fumes and so much adrenaline, excuse me. But once that adrenaline wears off just a touch, then you start to see where the player fits. But what a great start. I thought he asserted himself into battles incredibly well. I thought, like, the way he used his body a few times to shield the puck, he drove the net incredibly well and backed some defense up over time in the game. He's just a real another cerebral player, kind of good, knows where the puck's going, stays above it, does the right thing, doesn't gamble too much, or at least he didn't in this game. First game, I understand he's gonna chip. He even chipped the puck to himself on one play there. Yeah. I was like, got a lot more time and space, hey, buddy, but that's okay. I actually laughed out loud because I was like, there's a guy that knows right now.
But, he's so smart. Like, to be that smart to understand, if you chip the puck, Jacques just right. Oh, he chipped the puck again. He chipped the puck to himself. No, okay, get out there for overtime.
Like, yeah, yeah, absolutely. So I was really happy for him. Really happy for him. He's earned himself another game, I'm assuming, and if he continues to play like that, it makes the makeup of their team, and I think he's going to surprise some people next year. If he continues to play like that, has a good camp, and he makes himself the opening night roster, He's got a dynamic the Sens haven't had and don't have. That's nice.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. So, Yorkie, hang on before we continue. I just want to get to, because I'll keep talking about it and then miss.
Sure.
I just want to get to our hot and cold performer, which may not surprise you who it is today. As is always, the show proudly delivered by DoorDash. Choose what you want from where you want, even at the last minute, with Double Dash on DoorDash. Multiple restaurants or stores in the same delivery without additional delivery fees, so everyone can get what they want or need for a limited time. Get 25% off, zero delivery fees on your first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app. Enter code NATION25. 25% off, up to a $10 value, zero delivery fees in your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store. Enter code NATION25, which would be perfect for this weekend. Don't forget, NATION25, offered valid in Canada, subject to change, terms apply. So Zach is our hot and cold performer. But the reason, so this kid saw his ice time go up in the third. And then, of course, he says, I got the tap, which I wasn't expecting in overtime. I can't remember the last, like, Yorkie, you played for him. Jacques doesn't trust many kids, especially rookies. To put him on the ice in overtime is a massive statement to me.
Yeah, that's what I was alluding to earlier. Well, you look at the other guys on the team right now. You look at a guy like Kastelic, like Parker Kelly, all these guys. And the other thing, guys on the bench will take notice, like, I've never been on the ice in overtime, and this kid in his first game is getting the tap. So it's a little bit of a message that we'd like to see some more. Obviously, when the team has lost seven in a row, you got to do something different. And like I said, the pressure is different now. You're trying different things, but you're still trying to win, and you don't want to lose that game. So to put him on in overtime was testament to how he played, and he's like, you know what, I'm gonna put this kid on the ice because I know he's not gonna hurt me. He's earned my trust throughout the game. I started him off, he's got more ice time, and I'll be very interested to see where he slots in, what line they put him on tonight, and how he's utilized as far as the way the game goes. But yeah, to Bob's point, hold on, let's see. Like the last thing you want to do is anoint a kid right away and say all this stuff. Let's just watch him play for a while, see how he does. I think he's got lots of tools. I've heard he's a great kid. It's a great story with, not a great story for him, but he's had to go through some adversity in his life, some family stuff going on with his father passing away. It's just really nice to see something right now, especially with the Senators, when so many things have gone wrong. It's a good human interest story, and the kid delivered. So let's just watch him, see how he does. And I'm with Bob though. I think he could be an outlier to make the team if he continues to play the way he's doing.
Sure. And there's going to be ups and downs with every kid, like peaks and valleys, right? But he's got 19. I think he gets 19 games. I think he stays the year unless suddenly everybody's back healthy. I think he plays the year here. So we shall see. But Gavin, let's just go to the video. For those who haven't seen in overtime, he's on the ice with Sidney Crosby, which comes up after this play where Tim Stützle just misses. Eventually, this is against Crosby where he makes that play. If he doesn't, Crosby's on his way to the net untouched.
Yeah.
And he barely gets off the ice. And then
can we go back to it for a sec? It's amazing what a game of inches and little plays can mean to your career. Like if that puck gets by him, and Crosby scores, we're probably not having this conversation right now.
No, like is there a like, still?
Let's be honest. That was pretty good hand-eye coordination because Crosby got like he's on the wrong side of the puck right there. I know he's got support. Like, let's be honest. If that gets through and Crosby scores, we're not having this conversation right now.
Probably not. But yeah.
But that's hockey, right? Yep. You make the most of what happens. Hand-eye coordination saved him there.
Yeah. Again, and I'm in the same mode. Like, I just it's hockey and. We could be talking about him much differently on Monday after a couple of games. So you never know. Right. I just want to, and I don't want to beat a dead horse. He played very well. Jocks threw him a bone here in overtime. He did all the right things in that regard in overtime, made the play to start all this. So big credit. It's game one. Now run it back. And on top of it, you're playing Pittsburgh, who's not good. You're going into Columbus, who's not good.
Yeah.
There's some teams that are going to be looking a lot differently to them in a few weeks, but I don't know where Belleville is, like if they're good or if they're pushing or if they're putting in a, if they're like, they might want him to go play some meaningful games, but you never know.
So he's already on the roster, so he can play once the season's done.
He can stay all the way. Yeah.
So we all know, and this just came up in the chat. No one on an AHL roster wants to play in the American Hockey League. They want to play in the National Hockey League. They don't give up about the playoffs right now.
Really? It's also about what's best for the player. Like I remember being in Anaheim where they were like, we want you to go down for the rest of playoffs down there. And it ended up being an incredible run. We went to game 7 in the conference finals and ultimately lost to Wilkes-Barre, but it was an incredible, like I attribute a lot of my success to that run. Cause I got to go be the guy down there. Mm-hmm. And if they're in the playoffs, they might want him in that mixture, that feeling and that atmosphere, getting your teeth, like cutting your teeth in that atmosphere. So we'll see. I'm not saying it's going to go either way. And I don't know what they look at, but all I've say is he played great. Let's let him run it back against some bigger teams or some bigger games. And that's I credit to the player for showing up.
Bob, that's a good point though. You make, and we talked about timing being everything. Pretty good timing to play your first game against a very bad and slow and not very physical Pittsburgh team. Now you're going to play a very bad and not physical with zero identity Columbus team. So, hey, listen, all you can do is play the games they give you, but it's like timing. Timing is everything when you get an opportunity. I want to see how he plays against New York Islanders. Like there is a team. There is a thing. You put him in that environment with the rest of the players you're evaluating. Hungry team, scrappy, older, veteran, great time to evaluate. But
yeah,
man, I still can't believe how bad Pittsburgh is. I was shocked. They are rotten.
They're old. They're just father old, time, man.
Slow, not physical. It's just what a mess.
Yeah. Like,
what are they going to do there? And you can't trade Malkin now. It's too late. Letang, the rumors with Crosby, like, just stop it. He's not going anywhere. But
yeah,
I don't
unless he says, okay, I'd like to go somewhere.
Well, that's different, but
I can't imagine he does it though.
I don't think so.
The fan base would be so mad if I just don't see it. The hard to say
Borg did it.
The tough decision, which they should have done a while ago, and I know people, they should have traded Malkin when he was a good player.
Yep. Yeah. Sure. I could not agree more with that. I think Ben.
Yeah. Yeah. But now he's not really.
You've got a Hart Trophy winner on your team, and you're going, like, I'm gonna trade him.
Like, yeah, I get it. And there's a certain level of loyalty when you won with them two or three times, like that, like, whatever, once, twice, and three times.
Yeah,
I get it. But they missed a window, and now he's not worth much because he looks terrible. He looks uninterested too.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. He's like, does. I know I'm getting paid, and I want everything. I'm just chilling.
the game is so fast now, and like, he just used to kind of have his way with guys on the ice. But yeah, now, like, fourth line guys are fast. Everyone's fast. And it's like, he's kind of lost that advantage he had. So, mm-hmm. And he is older, like, whatever. What is Gino?
He's a year older than me. So he's got to be coming up on 38 this year.
Yeah. Yeah, so whatever. He's let's be honest. Great career.
Not bad.
Is it your not too bad. Sunday or Monday?
St. Patrick's Day. I'm Sunday.
You're Sunday. Yeah, Bob's. Yeah. Yep. You're in the summer, Yorkie, are you not?
Nope. May 20th.
Yeah, close enough.
Close enough.
So do you have big weekend plans?
No. No, my birthday, I have the kids all weekend through spring break, so just hanging with them. Okay. We're leaving Monday for Blackberry Farm, which is where
you went there before.
We went to Mountain. This time we're going to farm, where it's where the farm is where Dustin Johnson got married to Paulina Gretzky, actually. So out in Wall in Tennessee. Not sure what there is to do there. Lindsay raves about it, so here we go. I know there's some, like, we're tours, and it's more of a wellness thing. There's spas, and I don't know. Yeah. Lots of good food.
Well, good for you. Oh, have you spoken to Ryan Dezingle?
You know what? I texted him late, and I haven't gotten back. He hasn't gotten back to me. He's usually pretty quick too, so I'm gonna have to follow up with him. Wake his ass up! It's 6 a.m. out there, so I'll text him right now.
All right. Let's take care of some business before we move on to another player I'd like to talk about in today's show. As always, this show proudly presented by Betway, the official partner with the National Hockey League. Bet your way with Betway. Must be 19 plus. Please play responsibly.
And as always, our show is brought to you by our friends at BEI, the heavy civil general contractor in both the public and the private sectors. When planning your next project, consider BEI for your aggregate supply needs. You can find them at bonisherexcavating.com or at 613-432-1120. BEI, helping to shape Ottawa Valley. And as always, please slow down in construction zones. And Free Hockey Friday, part of the plan.
And Douglas Mattress. If you want a great night's sleep, you got to use Douglas, especially for a good pregame nap. Name Canada's best mattress on Canadian Living. Unrivaled comfort, feel, motion, isolation, sleeps cool, and relieves those pressure points. It's a great value, loved by more than 200,000 Canadians and over 10,000 five-star reviews. Easy online ordering, free shipping, and you can get Douglas delivered right to your door in usually 1 to 4 business days. Every mattress comes with a free sleep comfort bundle. Friend of the show, Eric, the other day tweeted, you know, he's not too happy though about Douglas being in the bed at night. I don't know if you guys saw that tweet, but had a good howl over that one. Pillow, sheets, mattress protector included with your Douglas order. Don't wait. Start your 365 night sleep day trial by visiting douglas.ca/CIH today.
Man, I don't know if you're ever going to get through that. I also want to get today's Did You Know right away, since we're going to talk about this player. Every All-Star needs a sidekick to support them, just like every Wendy's meal needs a 6-piece of nuggets. Right now, Wendy's is teaming up with Daily Faceoff Fantasy to bring you weekly prizes like free nuggets, burgers, and more. So if you think you're an expert in all things hockey, prove it. If you aren't already, start adding a 6-piece to your Wendy's order for just $3.49. It's a dynamic duo you never saw coming. And I also got this new add-on. Want to be part of the exclusive few to bring home a nuggy? Follow at Wendy's Canada on TikTok and check in daily at 3:49 p.m. Eastern from March 11th to the 15th and see how to get one. Then grab a 6-piece of nuggets for just $3.49 to celebrate. Terms and conditions apply. All right. Our pick for today is, did you know, Jake Sanderson recorded his 14th multi-point game on Tuesday versus Pittsburgh. Sanderson's 63 points is the fourth most by a Sens D-man in the first 137 games. Shabbat, by the way, first on the list with Eric Karlsson and Andre Mazzaros, second and third, respectively. I know you guys talk about Jake Sanderson a lot. I feel like he still doesn't get the right amount of attention.
Yeah.
He was so good in that game.
Because here's the thing, like, yeah, he's getting some points right now, but usually people around the league, like, you got to do to get attention around the league because there's so many teams to watch. So you can't really watch every team. So the only thing people really, oh, this guy got some points this game. And usually with a defense, but unless he's going to throw up like close to a point a game, nobody's going to talk about him. Mm-hmm. But the thing that impresses me the most about Sanderson, it's not his offense, it's his defense. Like, he snuffs out so many plays. So for example, when you've got a forward and a D going for a 50-50 puck and he's being chased down, the guy doesn't lose any battles. Like, he usually wins the race to the puck, and he's got this unbelievable skill of skating in front of the forward, taking the lane, then taking the puck. And then usually that's good enough for a defenseman. You'll shoot it around the boards, go D to D. No, he then does an escape move and creates separation and then skates the puck and makes a tape-to-tape pass. So that play will get, like, if you're talking about analytics, it'll be like a good zone exit. But it's like, there's just so many little things in that play that nobody else his age in the league is doing. Like, and I'll take Owen Power, for example. Owen Power is like this big 6'6" defenseman who can do things because of his size. But I'm just, those little things is what impresses me the most about Sanderson. It's how he wins battles, how he gets separation with the puck, and how he makes that look easy. Because that play, and you can't really get a sense of it unless you watch him ice level. If you watch him ice level, you will be blown away. Like, it's crazy. I don't know you, Bob, but that's for me when I watch him, because I know how hard it is when you're getting chased down.
Yeah.
Like, you're rimming the puck or you're going D to D. This guy just, it's very impressive. I think he's just a really special player.
Yeah, I agree. I think we undervalue him or underappreciate him, because obviously he puts up some points, but he just kind of quietly goes about his business and doesn't, there's not a lot there when he certainly has some fanfare, but not to the level that Shabbat did when he was coming in, or Chychrun had playing in a different market. So he's kind of hidden. It's a hidden gem. So I keep it that way because he's pretty damn good. And I thought of it. We were talking comparables yesterday, and I thought of a great one that I'll bring up when we start to talk about the comparables. But
you can do it now.
He's just so funny. Scott Niedermayer. I didn't talk about him. Scott Niedermayer is an incredible comparison.
That's a good one.
To the way he goes back to the puck, to the way he breaks the puck out. He's a self-breakout. Like, Scott Niedermayer, when we were playing bad in Anaheim, used to just turn around, grab the puck, and be like, all right, I'm going to beat everybody the other way. Like, just effortless skater. Makes the simple pass. The points that he gets aren't always sexy points, but he jumps into the play at the right time and makes the right pass to the forward. So, that's a good – I had picked Nick Leddy. And that was just as far as a skater. So please don't jump on my throat, fans. It's not who I'm comparing him to.
It's too late. They do skate similarly. Him and Leddy skate similarly, though.
Yeah, and I played with both of, or I played with Leds. And when I watched Anderson, I think about how good Leds was in his early career. Like, you couldn't touch him if he wanted to break the puck out. He was incredibly good at just taking a step and beating guys up the ice. So that was my comparison yesterday, like, up first thought, and then I thought about it all day, and Scott Niedermayer is who I came up with. So some really good comparisons out there. Yeah. He's a player. He already is a player. He's going to be a great player. He's going to be a great deal at $8 million, but Sens fans will ruin that somehow too.
Salty early morning.
Wow.
Oh, he hasn't scored in two games, but he's making $8 million.
I mean, wow.
Yeah. We'll ruin that. I count myself in it too. yeah, I don't know.
It's already 8:25. So we're
Yeah. It's 8:25, so we're already more than halfway through the show. So I'll let you go, Yorgi.
I like the Letty. He's just the way he skates, but the Niedermeyer is a really good one. I was thinking of Charlie McAvoy in Boston too, like lefty righty. But McAvoy's first couple years, he was playing behind Chera. But you could see what kind of player he was going to be. I really like how McAvoy plays the game, and now he's like in the running for Norris trophies every year. Just good. The thing about Sanderson is he's not one-dimensional. I would say his defensive game is better than his offensive game, if you're going to pick one thing, the way he defends. It's so hard to defend now in the NHL as a defenseman, because you can't cheat. You can't hook. You can't hold. You can't pick. It's all on your skating.
Yeah.
And he's got that down to an art form of using his body to skate in front of guys. And you kind of like, it's called cutting your hands. Like, he'll go in front of the forward. It's right in front of him. Eliminate his hands. Take the puck. Separation. Gone. It's so, well, here, just look at this. Bernhard Docker and Sanderson. Docker is older player. I know he hasn't, they're at different points, but the difference between those two players is astronomical. If you watch Docker go back for a puck, I'm not picking on Docker because it's hard to play in the league, but if he goes back and he's under pressure, he's rimming it or he's doing something, because it's tough, where you just have another player that's playing like he's been in the league for 10 years.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Yeah, no, yes. There's a lot, you know what, and I've said Wade Redden before, he still kind of reminds me of Wade Redden a bit.
Does he? I think he's a much different player than Wade was. The skating is just a lot. Like, Wade was really smart, really good first pass, great at getting his shot through, really good thinker of the game. Like, Wade would think his way out of situations, where Sanderson skates his way out of situations. It's to me, they're very different players.
Yeah.
And I guess I'll sum it up with everybody complained that Wade wasn't physical enough, but all he ever did was angle you out of plays or take your hands away or make you have to defend or have to play a different game. He was just very good at defending without having to be a physical type player. That's what I see in Sanderson.
It was very different too. Like, you couldn't really take players' hands away back then because they would just hook you. Like, if a defenseman cut the net back when Wade was playing, you were getting hooked. Like, everyone talks about the forwards, or the everybody hooked and held back there. So you could that's just, again, that's just what's really impressive about Jake is you can't hook or hold anymore. So I love watching little things in his game because I know how hard they are to do.
Yeah, he does all the little things that we take for granted incredibly well.
Yep.
Okay. I just wanted to give a little attention to Jake Sanderson. I don't know. Anyway, he had 2 points in a 2-1 game, by the way.
Well, the other thing, too, is like Ottawa's like one of the worst teams in the league statistically. So usually nobody's going to talk about a defenseman on a bad team.
Yeah.
Fair enough. They don't like to talk about anybody, to be honest with you. And that's true.
Well, it's the Ottawa market. Like, it's not sexy for other people to talk about it. Like,
that's it's the smallest TV market in Canada. That makes it tough as well, right? Like, there are challenges, and you're in between two well-established organizations, which take up a lot of oxygen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's funny, the Sanderson power talk, it was so relevant last year. You're not hearing it as much this year.
Yeah. Right?
No.
Yeah.
Because I don't think what do you think?
I watched Buffalo the other night. I think power is phenomenal. It was a while ago. He's got, my other comparison, if I was thinking about him, is he's got a lot of Chris Pronger in him. He's long, lanky. You cannot give him a bad pass. He just settles things down. So there's such a difference between the two players and the way they have to play that it's apples and oranges to me. But he made some interesting plays the other night. I thought he was first overall pick. You're supposed to be very good. He is very, very good. But to me, it's not even close. I take Sanderson in a landslide.
Yeah. You imagine I got to ask a question then.
What's that?
As you guys can. So he gets a knock, Owen Power, of looking lazy.
It's because he's so good.
Right. So sometimes you can look lazy when you control the game. So I'm just curious if you're like me, does he look lazy? But in a different way, if that makes sense, the way that you're saying that he can just control the game.
People called me my lazy all the time. People call Drake Batherson lazy. And I can relate to him because of the way we skate. We look like we're lazy. Owen Powers looks lazy and nonchalant. And I would agree with that because I saw it a few times in the game. But he's not. He's a terrific reader of the game. There's no wasted energy. And more so than anything, he's just a controller of the game. Like, and as he plays more and gets older, like he's probably, 21, give or take? 22?
Yes.
Just watch as he matures. That'll die down once people understand his game more. Because people call Stronger lazy, and he was not lazy.
That's what I'm trying to get at. Like,
yeah,
we see people not moving their feet thinking they're lazy when in fact they're just working smart.
He's just a smart game manager.
And when you're that big, you don't have to work as hard because you can just, you're just in the way more. It's such an advantage when you're 6'6".
Yep.
Especially when you're a D because you take up so much space. Pronger was fun to watch because he was playing a different game out there.
He was.
All right, I'm moving on. It's a big lottery game tonight. I'm a little disappointed Ottawa has now dropped in the lottery standings to 6th. I just want to remind, this is no time to screw around, guys. This is buckle down and lose some more games here. This I can't have Arizona jumping over Ottawa. And then Columbus, I need Ottawa to drop a couple here. It's a big weekend for the Ottawa Senators.
They've lost in Columbus before. We have faith. You can do it again.
Hey,
don't toy with my emotions.
Hey, I got to tell you guys, the chat is exploding on this early morning show today. There's guys all in there. It's a new thing. We finally figured out how to use the chat. We're all in there today. Bob, are you in?
I don't know if I'm in our show chat. I don't know.
I'm in. All kinds of people are in.
By the way, San Jose jumped over Chicago this morning to take over top spot in the Tankathon race. So I'm just hoping that Arizona can start to find their game again, turn it around.
Yeah. Connor Bedard is just doing his best to get Chicago out of that place. 5 points the other night. Like, the kid's unbelievable.
Yeah, he's okay. He's
single-handedly willing them out of the first overall pick.
Oh,
Imagine I would ask if there's any chance he's not the Calder Trophy winner, but that would just be stupid.
Great. Like, Bob, hold on. This is too good. I got to read this. Greg Hudgens has just responded in the chat. Bob's got the tech skills of a 97-year-old woman. Oh, that's offside. Come it's on.
Not, he's not wrong. That's okay. He's not wrong. I have no problem. No problem admitting that. None. None.
I'm not much better.
Yeah. You know, this is... That's the best part is I can just pay someone to come do it.
Yeah, I'm way too distracted though.
Yeah, I'll just be here reading a book while somebody fixes it for me. And if you want to talk about tech skills, guys, I got the players going. I got a lot going on over here.
Hey, Rory's got the double miss going right now, Bob. Do you see that?
Yeah, but he's still in the lead. That's how good this guy is.
Oh Jesus, has no idea where the ball is going. Still in the lead.
He's the best player in the world, and I don't think it's close.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want to get onto a golf topic at the moment, but can they fix the, I don't care about the tour anymore. With the two splits, I don't care about it.
The what?
With Liv.
Oh, have you watched Liv though? It's unwatchable.
It's horrendous. I can't watch it.
Atrocious. Yeah.
I've turned it on on Friday, every tournament, I try to give it a go and I cannot do it. It's like watching amateur golf. It's like, what?
It's bizarre.
Why change though? Like, golf was good watching it the way it was. You've got a lot of good players over there. Just keep the same format.
They just wanted to do something completely different to shake golf up. Yeah. And to their credit, they did, because the tour caved a little bit, but gave a lot of money to their elevated players. But just a ridiculous concept over there. 3 days, no cuts. Can't do it. Shorts and I don't think they should have to wear pants on the tour. I think that's exactly the stupidest thing ever. But when you watch that, it's like watching amateur golf. You just got guys ripping around with music. Like, I love it and I hate it at the same time. I'm like, when I want to watch the best players, I want to watch them on a PGA tour format, and that is it.
They got tunes going too.
It's yeah, dude, it's horrendous.
Yeah.
Horrendous.
Okay, sorry,
they're at my course right around the corner later on this summer, and I was thinking about going, and I was like, I don't want to go watch a shotgun golf. I get to play in shotgun tournaments. I'm like, I don't want to do that. All right, we're off.
Okay, lock of the day. Just a sec. The Salty Wally t-shirt, Will McIntyre, is online. You can check it at nationgear.ca/comingin hot. But I can't promise you the Pindic t-shirt is coming anytime soon.
I doubt it.
I've got a t-shirt maker here at home. That's how we did the that's how we did the Salty Wally Christmas sweater. I'm going to make, with the help from my assistant, my wife Laurel, we're going to get a Pindic one in production. It needs to be done.
I'll buy the first five.
The first five. Yeah, let's get them going. It's too
I know
good.
At least five Pindics to give it to. Huh? Yeah, you can win them on Twitter by making give me your hot take of the day. I'll give them the first five.
I still got to do a special giveaway for my triple XL sweatshirt you gave me, Wally. That's going out to a loyal listener.
I feel like I should probably have to buy it from you.
No, we'll auction
it. Even though it's backwards.
Right. Oh, the Salty Wally? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Can we just move on? Lock of the day.
Who's got?
By the way, Yuri Schmeichel has been returned to the...
No, he played well.
You know what, though? That line did play well. They didn't play much. But they made something happen, it seemed like, every shift.
Yeah, that surprised me, actually. I thought he earned another game with last game. He was all over it. He made a couple of nice offensive plays, too.
Parker Kelly came back, right? Okay. He's back from his two-game suspension. So,
yeah, fair enough.
He's going to take that spot.
Okay. All right. Ottawa is 8-19-2 in the road, so they're telling me there's a chance. Last night,
the
Columbus,
worst
2-5-2
road record in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, that's got to be. I guess San Jose is always there for us. Kachuk, 3-0-3 versus Columbus. Oh, he had a hatter, right?
Yeah, he had the hat trick in the last meeting.
Columbus has a worse power play than Ottawa. Hard to believe. PK is probably close to it. Ugh, what a game.
Two of the worst defending teams in the National Hockey League.
Yeah. I don't have a coin in here to flip, but I'm going to go with Ottawa.
Bobby, go with Ottawa. We don't need Ottawa to win tonight.
I know, but I'm a gambler, and apparently I'm very good at it. So I think Ottawa just reels off another one after that win.
Ottawa's played well lately. I wanted to pick Ottawa last game too, but I had to take Pittsburgh because nobody else wanted to. I'm not going last this time. I'm taking Ottawa as well because Columbus is rotten.
So is Ottawa.
Yeah, like
not as rotten. Like,
no, you're right.
There's no hope in Columbus.
Well, interesting this year, they have not lost. When we think of teams that are struggling, they've only had one losing streak where they've lost four games in a row in regulation. It's part of a 7-game slide, 8 games, but only 4 games in regulation. Like, they've been fairly consistently bad. Just win one, lose two, win one, lose two.
Hmm.
And they've also had, I think, 10 overtime losses.
Okay, so they're chalking some points up there. Yeah, well, I'm taking Ottawa tonight.
I'm going to take Columbus.
I like it. Yeah. All right. There's something because it's really that building that either goes really well or really poorly too. Actually, that's a hard building.
It's you can't fight the cannon.
Worst. I just got a great recommendation for the sweatshirt. Property of Pindick U.
You're still on this thing? I love it.
See, the problem is Yorkie now reads the chat. And so we've lost them, basically.
There it is.
Okay. All right. Done. I'll go back to I'll go back to full screen. So one of us is involved.
So
you're taking Columbus, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
It really is a toss-up. I would like to see Ottawa win, but I think Columbus pulls this one out because Ottawa can't win on the road.
You are correct, but
Ottawa can't.
I just got a feeling tonight.
Western teams on the road.
Yeah.
Yorkie, they have 8 wins in 30 games, 29 games, I think it is. They can't win at all on the road.
Are they on the road Saturday too at the 11:30 game or the 12:30 game?
They're against the Islanders.
Yeah. At home?
No, on the road.
Yeah. Okay, so then this is a must win for them because they're going to get dusted on the weekend and against the Islanders in playoff position.
And then they come home to play Carolina.
Yeah.
And the Islanders, I just lost. They had won 6 straight.
Yeah, they're winning tonight.
They have 8 games in the next 13 days.
Enjoy it, because then you're going to get whacked a little bit between the Islanders, Carolina, Boston. So,
yeah.
They find ways to beat those teams, though.
Yeah.
And then there's the St. Louis game, which they don't win against the West on the road.
Yep. Yeah. Yep, there you go. So this is a must-win.
Edmonton.
That's why I'm taking them. All right.
It's a tough schedule.
Yeah, they got a tough one.
All right. I know I'm wrong, but I'm still taking Columbus.
Might as well. Give them a run.
I just needed to make it, that people would be upset if we all took the same team. And by the way, when you're down this far in the standings, everybody can beat you.
The Zinko just texted me back at 6:40 in the morning. He goes, dude, I'm so sore. It's been so long.
it's so funny. Five minutes into his game, he got a charging penalty.
I'll bring it up to him.
Anyway. All right. Am I missing anything before I can't remember.
This is going to be the quickest show ever.
I know, we need it because I got to go to a fucking water park.
Okay, but there's got to be video. If we go early, there's got to be video.
Get some video. We need video.
Okay, we'll see.
Video.
All right, deal.
You being baby shark in the pool. Yeah,
I will get a video of that. Actually, that'll be a good one.
All right, boys. See you Monday, 9 a.m. Enjoy your weekend.
Thanks for the
word. See you, fellas.
See you, everybody.
Yeah, bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Coming In Hot. If you enjoyed the show, hit that like button and be sure to subscribe to never miss an episode.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.